USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The Navy is upholding the firing of Captain Brett Crozer. Crozer was relieved of his command of the USS Theodore Roosevelt after raising alarms and going to the media regarding the outbreak of coronavirus aboard the aircraft carrier in March. Opening a Pentagon briefing, Navy Secretary Kenneth Braithwaite announces the decision following the investigation.
I am satisfied that it was conducted in an extremely thorough and fair manner. Moreover, I fully support its findings, recommendations.
Tennessee lawmakers are passing a comprehensive abortion bill. The bill, passed on a party-line vote, bans abortion once a heartbeat is detected, which can happen as early as 6 weeks. And a final look at your numbers on Wall Street. At the closing bell, the Dow lost 208 points to close the week at 25,871. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Balance of Nature, changing the world one life at a time.
I like the product very much. I wake up in the morning, I'm wide awake, and I'm raring to go. I'm almost 76, and I'm working two different property management companies 6 days a week, and I was really, really dragging. I mean, I could barely get myself to work. And it all culminated when I started taking Balance of Nature. It didn't happen right away. I had to take it for a little while. And all of a sudden, I just made a mental note, hey, I'm feeling better. And I am, so I really like this product.
Experience the Balance of Nature difference for yourself. Right now, Balance of Nature is offering free shipping and 35% off on any new preferred order. Start your journey to better health today by calling 1-800-246-8751 or by going to balanceofnature.com. And make sure to receive this special radio offer by using discount code USA.
A new book by John Bolton continues to cause a stir, and it's not even set for release until next week. Here's USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes.
President Trump calling his former national security advisor's new book a compilation of lies. The president tweeting, among other things, that the book is simply intended to make him look bad. The administration continues to fight its release in court, citing classified information it allegedly contains. As for John Bolton himself, he said in an ABC News interview on Thursday night, he's not bothered by President Trump's remarks about him.
I think it's unbecoming of the office of president, and I'm just not going to respond to it.
For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Former acting White House Chief of Staff Mick Mulvaney also calling some of John Bolton's claims in the book bizarre. Tennessee's new abortion bill is set to become law. The bill bans an abortion once a heartbeat is detected. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Working from home? I'm Chad Dodd, veterinarian and consultant to Limp Bells. Here are some tips for keeping your dog fit while staying at home. Find 15 minutes twice a day and walk your pet at a decent pace around your place. Play hide and seek by hiding some kibble or favorite toys and letting your dog find them. If you have stairs and your dog is mobile, walk up and down twice a day for 5 to 10 minutes. Or better yet, try a power walk on your terrace or backyard for some fresh air. There are more helpful pet care tips at youmove.com, spelled Y-U-Move.com.
The acting Secretary of Homeland Security is slamming the Supreme Court over its decision on DACA. Chad Wolf saying DACA recipients deserve closure surrounding their status in America. He also tells Fox News,
well, Sean, what I can tell you is that the DACA program is clearly unlawful. And even the Supreme Court today, in their opinion, said that the Department of Homeland Security has the authority to rescind it. They simply didn't like the way that we were doing it. And I think that's troubling to me, because what we saw under the Obama administration is they made this program out of thin air, did it on a turn of a dime. This administration has thought long about this, thoughtful about this, decided to wind this unlawful program down over a series of 6 months. And again, what we have is a Supreme Court saying that's not good enough. You need to go back at it. You need to relook at that. And that's very troubling to me.
Wolf continues.
We have one administration making a program. We have a second administration, another administration taking a look at how do we wind down an unlawful program. What the Obama administration did is create a new law, a new visa, program, a deferred action program out of thin air. Congress is the right role to do this. We have been begging Congress to address the DACA recipients. They have decided not to do this time and time again. The president has been clear on this. He wants a legal solution and not a political solution to this issue.
For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.